NCHC.TV studios. IceTimeHockeyWest.com presents the American Collegiate Hockey Top 20 Podcast, brought to you by Liberty University. Bring your faith and your game to the premier ACHA M1 program on the East Coast. See us at liberty.edu. Indiana Tech University. For ticket and schedule information for the two-time ACHA national champions, go to IndianaTechWarriors.com. Jesse Ray's Barbecue at 308 North Boulder Highway in Henderson. For lunch or catering your next office party, we are the best of barbecue Las Vegas style. University of Georgia Hockey. Power school athletics tradition, college town atmosphere, and the building of a program like no other at ugahockey.com. College Hockey, Inc., growing the game at the college level and beyond. Adrian College, championship hockey culture and a nationally rated small private school education at adrianbulldogs.com. Caesars Entertainment Resorts and Casinos. With Caesars Rewards, members can enjoy rates as low as $10 a room. Maryville University, the big city style of St. Louis, with education. For more information, visit us at MarylandSaints.com or at Maryville.edu. Jets Pizza. Go to JetsPizza.com to find the nearest location to you. University of Mary Hockey. Top flight hockey, intense rivalries, and championship aspirations. For schedule and tickets, go to GoUMary.com. The Caesars Sportsbook app. Only app that lets you earn Caesars rewards, but please play responsibly. FedEx, the official shipping company of Icetime Hockey West. The American Collegiate Hockey Top 20 Podcast is a part of the IcetimeHockeyWest.com network. Here are your hosts, Scott Strandy and Stephen Marsh.
Well, welcome in and happy semifinal Monday to all our American Collegiate Hockey Top 20 Podcast listeners. Scott Strandy with you today in Maryland Heights, Missouri. Stephen, we went from 24 to 4. My co-host, as always, Stephen Marsh, joining me from Las Vegas. 24 to 4 now, and boy, what great hockey it's been at the Centene Community Ice Center. How are you this morning? Are you here?
I'm awake.
Well, that's a good thing.
President accounted for.
Okay, man, oh man, what a great week so far.
Well, you've seen some great hockey over the last few days.
Yeah, we are down to the final four, as they say. And let me see here. It's
you can't call
two.
It the Frozen Four, right? That's copyrighted.
That's copyrighted and trademarked. So the number two, Adrian Bulldogs.
I would think the final four is too for basketball, but
okay,
I guess
we
could use the final four, I guess.
The final four.
How about the last four? How about the last four?
Okay, the last four. That works. So the Adrian Bulldogs are the number two seed. They're still standing. The number three seed, which was the UCO Broncos, they're still standing. The number five seed, UNLV Skating Rebels, are still standing. And the number eight team, the Ohio Bobcats, are still standing.
Just as I predicted it when we started this, that would be
that's
the four teams.
That's what you thought, right?
Yeah. That's exactly how I predicted it. I don't know if I predicted that we would get how we got to the four, that we'd get to the four, but
You did not predict these four in the final.
I did.
You did not.
I did.
Did you really?
Yeah, remember I said, if I look back at my bracket, I had.
Did you post your brackets, by the way? I know you posted mine, but did you post yours?
Yes.
Oh, I never saw it. Okay.
Yeah, I posted it on my personal X account and on ours. I posted both of ours. No, I said Ohio. I said Adrian, UNLV, and UCL would be the four. If you want to go back to the eight, well, I mean, the first day of it, I had the first two games I had already was not good. I mean, I had picked Utah to win, they had lost. I picked Arizona to win, they had lost. But I had picked UNLV, Jamestown. Well, obviously, Jamestown, that was a big miss on my part. This was the eight that I had picked. And then I had picked Maryville to be in the top eight. That didn't happen. And I picked Mary to be in the top eight, but they didn't get past Liberty. That was kind of more of a I just kind
sentimental
of
sentimental pick.
Yeah, I wanted to see. But I figured Liberty would probably get there. Then Adrian, Ohio, and Minot State were the eight that I had. Then I had – I had Ohio beating Minot State. I had Adrian winning whoever it was. I had UCO winning whoever whoever it ended up being, and UNLV winning. But I did not predict that it would be Jamestown that would lose. I did not predict that it would be Maryville that wouldn't be in the eight, and I didn't predict Mary. So I was not very good when it came to the eight, but eventually we got to the four that we got to the four, and I did have that correctly. So
okay, congratulations. That's a good job. I don't think I had that. But anyway, let's recap yesterday first, and then
I don't think you predicted Ohio would be where they are.
I did not. No, I did not. So let's go from there, and let's see where we go in the preview of tonight's semifinals. So the first game yesterday saw UNLV take on a very spirited team from QNUN. Where did they play to?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Yes. And that score ended up being what?
Well, how about we do this? It started 1-0 Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh got off to a 1-0 lead.
Yes,
4:38 into the first period. So Pittsburgh actually had a lead in this game, and then UNLV decided to enter the chat, and as they say now these days, and entered into the game, and they ended up scoring 5 unanswered goals to end up taking it by an easy margin, 5-1.
Okay, so this is how we're going to play the game. I'm going to give you a team, and you're going to tell me who the opponent was. All right, here we go.
It's like a little fun little game.
Yeah, so anyway, so let me tell you about UNLV from what I witnessed on the ice. It was a team, and I told the guys this and coaches afterwards. I said, I don't mean this in a bad way, but you guys are playing angry. And they all just kind of smiled at me and go, yeah, we are. They're not leaving any detail unturned. They don't care who they play. They don't play when they play or where they play. They're just proving that they're the best team in college hockey. That's what they want to do. They want to be standing on Wednesday morning holding the Murdoch Cup and saying we are the very best, and so far so good. Their first two games, they've outscored their opponents, what, 12-3, 12-2, something like that?
Yeah, and it's real interesting because the draw that they got in the first being the 5 seed, you think, okay, well, that could be some tough opponents early on, but they actually kind of drew, and I don't want to say it's a break, because every team, you know, is there deserving to be there and can be a worthwhile opponent. I mean, because especially what we've seen, what Pittsburgh's been able to do the first couple of games they've played. But you know, we kind of got a nice, and I'm not saying this to diminish what they've done, it's impressive, but, you know, they could have faced Utah, which would have been a really tough opponent for them, because those are always battles with them, but they end up drawing Missouri State because Missouri State upset Utah, and then UNLV took care of Missouri State. Well, then, of course, the second game they could play, you know, a lot of times it could match up with number 4, with being in that spot. Well, they end up matching up with Pittsburgh instead of Jamestown. They avoided Jamestown because Pittsburgh beat Jamestown. So that was nice, and so they benefit from that. But now it's going to get really tough for them. There's no easy draw for them now. It's going to be, not to say it was before, but now it's going to be, if they're going to win this thing, it's going to be two of the toughest top teams that this league has, Adrian or UCO and Adrian. We'll talk more about that when we preview it. But
okay, so let's say UNLV. What I saw is they're offensive. They're very good, very skilled offensively. We've known that all year. They might be the best offensive team left in the last four, as we're calling it. Okay, so let's move on.
Yeah, well, before you do that, let me the goal scorers for the game, they had 5 goals. This will just show you that they have, I think, 10 seniors on this team. This will just show you how much the seniors have made an impact. At least they made an impact in this game. Dimizio with a goal. He's come back. He was last year. Jason Dimizio. Yeah, and so he's come. He came back this semester to kind of have one more go at it. He's taking some grad classes, and then you got Nick Flanders is another guy who's been on with this program, and he's departing after this year. He's a senior. He had 2 goals in this game. Alec Johnson, the captain, he's a senior. This is his last year. He gets a goal in this game, and he got Luke Burke. So again, the seniors are making a difference. They want this, and they want to be able to have this opportunity to win, because they remembered what happened to them, well, last year in Boston, but even 2 years ago when they got to the semifinals and lost. So that'll be on their minds when they go into this game. But I just thought that was interesting that the senior yep. players have
senior
have,
led
have contributed to really their victory yesterday with the who scored the most of the goals.
Okay, let's hear from head coach Anthony Vigneri-Greener following yesterday's game.
In to the American Collegiate Hockey Top 20 podcast. It's top 20 for a reason. I've got a heck of a hockey team with me, and the head coach of UNLV, Anthony Vigneri-Greener, is with me again. Coach, another early morning and another impressive win. What is it about this team? They're special.
Yeah, it's a special group. You know, it's led by seniors. We've been here before. We have experience. We've been in this spot before. Now we just need to put it all together, and I think this is a good group to make a run at it.
Five unanswered goals after you give up the first one, and then you score them every which way. Power play, shorthanded, even strength. That's a complete win in my book.
Yeah, I think that, just like you just said, you know, we're getting it from all three phases of the game. We know what we need to do. We've got to tighten up a little bit better in the D zone. But overall, definitely a good game. They put forward. They worked their backs off. First period took us a minute to get settled in, but as you see in the game, we got more comfortable and stopped the puck around.
The semifinals now. It's an afternoon game. Finally get yourself out there to a normal hockey game start. Just your thoughts on getting to the semifinals again and getting this opportunity.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great for the program. It's great for this group of guys. They've been here. You know, we have 10 seniors leading the charge, and I'm happy for them to get this chance to be back in the semifinal game. You know, it really doesn't matter who we play. We're going to wait and see. Obviously, we don't know who we play, but it's more about what our team does.
I thought Vinny was impressive, despite not having to face a whole bunch of shots. He was just a stabilizer back there. But I'm talking about your two big defensemen, Robert McCollum and Mateus Del Monte. Man, what have they meant to your program over the last few years?
Yeah, so just start with Vinny. Vinny made the saves when he had to make the save. And, you know, that's what you need in a tournament like this. But those two on the back end, they hold it down. We know we're going to get from them every single night. Defensively, definitely. Sound in the D zone, but then they also bring an offensive presence. You just see Del Monte back there with Robbie. They have so much poise with the puck and patience that opens up times for the forwards.
What will you do between now and tomorrow afternoon? Try to get some rest, I'm guessing, and be prepared for whoever you face?
Yeah, I think for the player, it's more about getting food in their body, it's getting some rest. And as a staff, we'll just, you know, kind of be around our computers all day, pre-scouting the other teams, making sure we're doing our job. But for the team, it's just rest, relax, and then, you know, don't forget about enjoying it. There's only four teams going to be where they are at, so you might as well enjoy it while you can, and then right back to, you know, right back to work tomorrow.
You told me you saw this team play their best game, maybe the best game you've had since you became an M1 program. Is this a team that can win the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. I'm 100%. I know they can win. This is a very special group we're talking about. You know, we got that feeling where, you know, this could be the chance. And we set ourselves up nicely. And now we get a chance to crack at the semifinal game tomorrow.
Coach, appreciate your time as always. Good luck tomorrow.
That's the head coach from UNLV. You know him well, Stephen. Confident, ready to play.
Yeah, I think they definitely have that. I think you gotta have a bit of that. You gotta have confidence in your team to be able to do this. I mean, this is a gauntlet of a tournament. I mean, it's the grind that you have to go through, the amount of games that you have to play in a short period of time, whether you have a day off in between or not. But for them, obviously, they don't. So they'll have to have done 4 games in 4 days. And yeah, you gotta have confidence in themselves. I think they've been kind of building to be able to have this opportunity, and even though they've been in the last few years, they really feel like this is the year that they really can get it done, and so you have to have a bit of that. And
okay, good stuff. Let's jump on to the next two players, because we are running out of time again. As always, this hour is just never long enough. So here's Mateus Del Monte.
All right, I've got one half of what I'm calling the UNLV Department of Defense. I've got Mateus Del Monte with me. Not only are you a big imposing figure on the ice, you have offensive talent, defensive skill, What's it been like being a Rebel for, what, 4 years now?
This is actually my second year.
Second year, okay.
I spent my freshman year playing Division III, and then I transferred, so
okay.
This is my second year here at UNLV, but it's been awesome. Super welcoming coming in last year, and it's just built and built. We've got great relationships here, great memories already, and you know, this is the best part right now.
I love your game. I love your style, but you just have a great defensive partner, don't you, and Robert McCollum.
Yeah, it's been great that we've been able to play together for the better part of both those years. We both know where each other are going to be out there, and the chemistry's great.
What's it like being at the national tournament again? Last year it was Boston. This year it's here in St. Louis. But you guys keep doing the same thing, winning.
It's special. It's special. I mean, this is what really matters at the end of the season. And, you know, these two wins have been great, and we're just really excited. We're not satisfied. Everyone's got the same kind of buy-in, same mindset that, you know, we're on to the next day, and that's it. Just taking it one shift at a time.
It looks like you guys are playing angry, and that's in a good way. You don't take anything lightly. You finish every check, you finish every shift, you finish every game. Am I close?
Yeah, you're right on the money there. Yeah, it's a mixture of kind of desperation and urgency. Just, you know, we know that any game could be our last now, so every shift, everyone's emptying the tank, and we know that there's nothing to save it for. There's no regret in our room. Everything, we're leaving it out there.
Defense is important, goaltending is important, but it sure helps when guys score goals in front of you, right?
Yeah, it's been, I mean, we've been lucky that we've put a lot in the net so far, so that's great, but 100% you build from your net out, so it's important.
All right, tell me about the experience here in St. Louis as long as you've been here now. You guys had to wait till like forever, it seemed like, to play the first game, but what's it been like?
It's been great, yeah. We got in Wednesday morning, so we were definitely antsy to play, but it's nice. We got two good skates in. We got to skate on the outdoor rink, which is beautiful. I mean, this whole facility is great. So.
Okay, we talk about the opportunity to play in the tournament, but when you have to play 10:15 a.m. Central Time, which is an 8:15 a.m. Pacific Time start, is the body clock adjusted? Does it get adjusted from Wednesday to Saturday?
We'll play at 3 a.m. We don't care. We're so ready to go. We're so antsy to play. All these guys want it so bad, but you can schedule a game anytime they'll show up.
All right. Congratulations on the quarterfinal win. Good luck on the semis, okay?
Thank you.
They have played a game at 3 a.m. Well, a little couple hours earlier, they played at midnight before. But.
It doesn't matter to them. They just want to play. All right, let me move on to his defensive partner, the other half of the UNLV Department of Defense, as I'm calling him. Here we go, Robert McCollum.
All right, it's the second half of what I'm calling the UNLV Department of Defense. Robert McCollum is with me. You've been around this team for a while now. You've got a great partner, Amadeus, and you guys just continue to get it done. What's the secret, the chemistry that you guys have?
Yeah, me and him have a pretty cool relationship on and off the ice. He finds me, I find him kind of thing. We work really well together. We trust each other on the ice, and we just seem to click. So now we're going to keep it rolling here in the next couple of games.
Not only do you play defense, but I got a picture of you today so close to scoring a wraparound goal. What was going through your head when you went around the net?
Just kind of saw an opening and trusted my instincts a little bit there, but usually you don't see too many D-men down there, but I tried to make something happen. So.
Make something happen is the understatement for UNLV. It looks like, and I say this in a good way, it looks like you guys are playing angry. I know you should have been probably the 4 seed. You end up being the 5. You get the crazy early morning start. You get everything that goes with it, but yet you manage to put it all together and put it behind you and just go out and do what you do, right?
Yeah, I think we're kind of playing with a different mindset this year versus last year. This year we kind of have something to prove, and our whole group, our buy-in's been really well in the past couple of games, so we have a pretty special group, and we try to keep this thing rolling.
I know you're not sure who you play yet, but it could very well be another WCHL opponent in UCO. You've seen them this year, you beat them this year, they beat you once. What would it be like to get the satisfying win over them if that's who you play right here in the semifinals?
Yeah, UCO's got a good hockey team. We respect them a lot, and we're not going to take them lightly if we end up beating them in the next couple of games. But there would be something that we would like to have under our belt for sure. You know, we went 1-1, I think it was, this year against them. So kind of capping that series off and winning the national tournament would be really nice for us.
Robert, the parity in M1 hockey has gotten better and better every year. You've seen it. But the bottom line of it is the cream rises to the top when you get to the semifinals. One and two have a chance to get there. Three's got a chance to get there, and you guys are there as a number five seed. What does that just say about what it takes to get here and get it done?
Yeah, every game is a do-or-die game. Any team can win on any given night. You've kind of seen it here with multiple upsets from the tournament so far, so we don't take any opponent lightly, and our mindset's kind of the same going into any game, no matter who we play. So,
your thoughts on playing here at Centene, and what has it been like in St. Louis?
Oh, it's been awesome. What a beautiful facility we've got here, and you know, everything's been great so far, first class all the way, so nothing but good things to say about everything so far this weekend.
What do you say about your goaltender? It all starts with him, doesn't it?
Hey, Chino's the man. He's the man.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow and get this thing done, okay?
Thank you very much.
You heard that. Chino's the man, I'm told.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
they love their goaltender,
as they should.
As most teams do at this point for certain, because they are, a lot of them are there because of their goaltender. So that wraps up the UNLV side of things. It kind of ran a little long on that one. I try to hold these to 15 minutes if I can, but so much excitement going on. So we moved on to game two. That led us to the Adrian Bulldogs and the Liberty Flames, two teams that know each other extremely well.
You skipped over.
You
skipped over Purdue Northwest and University of Central Oklahoma.
Oh, did I skip over them already? Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go to them first. I'm rocking and rolling right past everything. So
we don't want to roll right over the Chos here. Come on.
No, roll Chos.
yeah, there you go.
So Michael Rivera and the Chos get a win. Purdue Northwest was not an easy opponent. They did not go away easy or quickly. And the Chos win. What was the score, Steven?
It was 3-1.
Oh, okay. Just checking. I got to make sure you're awake this morning.
Yes.
Okay, so the Chos advance. We know now that they'll play the second game against UNLV, so that one has played out as we kind of were expecting. It'll be two WCHL opponents. So let's hear from head coach Michael Rivera, get his thoughts on the game that was just completed right after UNLV. Here we go.
American Collegiate Hockey Podcast fans, an ACHA quarterfinal game is complete. A second one is complete. The UCO Broncos are moving on. Roll Chos, Mike Rivera. It was not easy, but boy, oh boy, what a game.
Yeah, no, that was a tough game. That's a hell of a team that we played right there. We had to grind that one out. You know, we're comfortable in one-goal games, and we showed that at the end.
Doug Wakelin is something else. This might be the best tournament I've seen for goalies ever, but boy, is he special.
Oh, Dougie's a stud. He's an absolute stud. I mean, you saw it today. You saw all the saves he makes. He's cool, collected. He's composed the whole time. And they had a hell of a goalie, too. I mean, he made some saves in. I mean, he was impressive. Quite the impressive goaltender. So it was really a goaltender's duel today. And two good hockey teams going at it.
Sam Sykes gets it done when he needs to get done. He always appears. If that empty net pops up, you know he's getting it done, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be a guy who's on the ice late for us, you know, when we're up one. There's a reason for that. He's great at getting pucks out and finding a way. He's fast, and so he's going to jump on that puck. And if you can't get above him, he's going to find a way to put in the empty net.
All right, tell me about Carter tonight. I thought Carter was outstanding. I thought Nick Guerrero, right? Or which Guerrero am I talking about?
Zach Guerrero.
Zach. Okay.
His brother's Nick.
Yeah, tell me about those two.
So Ehaw, his whole line was great. I thought, you know, he did a great job of driving that line. You know, they played strong, they played heavy. They're really good on the cycle game. They were taking pucks to the net. Zach Guerra, same thing. You know, he's a big, strong kid. He's really good on the forecheck. He's got a really good stick. Played a really strong 200-foot game for us tonight. And, you know, right before we came out for the third, we talked about if you have a line rush, making sure that we hit the net, don't make it easy for them on a breakout, and make him squeeze it. And that's exactly where he put it, and pucks in the back of the net.
One thing that I think is also the epitome of Broncos hockey is you guys go hard at the net right from the start. I mean, you guys came out flying again.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the game plan, right, is to get pucks and bodies to the net, create lots of chaos and lots of traffic. We work on that all the time in practice. You know, we talk about finding it and dunking it, and that's what we do best.
We know now it's going to be another matchup with UNLV, I believe, unless things change here in the last two games. But WCHL just talks about the strength of it, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you saw them today. They put up a nice showing in the first game. You know, they're a heck of a hockey team, and if that's who we end up seeing in the Final Four, it's going to be a war, that's for sure.
Your thoughts on just the overall teams that are left, Michael? That final eight are really, really good, weren't they?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's anybody's tournament. It's at the start of today, right? Anybody could have won a game and, you know, continue on. There's some really good hockey teams with really good coaches. And like I said, since the beginning, the parity is unbelievable, and you're seeing it every single day here.
Good luck tomorrow, and get some rest tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Michael Rivera, again, in a confident, business-like manner, as UCO advances, and like I said, we will now know that they will play UNLV. You're not surprised at UCO, are you, Steven?
No, I am not. They are a pretty well-oiled machine. They have the experience. I mean, you read off the guys that scored in that game, it's guys that have been there before and lead this team as well, like Sykes and Guerra and Mikhailov. All guys that contribute to their lineup and score in big situations and not surprising that they are in, and they're another team that's hungry. I mean, they're a team that wants. I mean, they were in that building 2 years ago, and remember speed on that ice when they saw Lindenwood got to skate around with the Murdoch Cup. I'm sure that's still in their minds that they want to be the team this time that is the champion. So.
Okay, so let's hear from their big man, Mr. Iha.
All right, welcome back in, American Collegiate Hockey Podcast. Scott Strandy here. I've got Carter Iha with me from the UCO Broncos. Carter, it's another trip to the semifinals. Just your thoughts on tonight and the way this one played out.
Yeah, I mean, Purdue, they're a good hockey team. We can't take them for granted. And they came out hot and they wanted it, but we came out harder and faster and stronger and just a more disciplined, better team overall.
You guys go to the net so hard, and that was the epitome on your goal, right? Right in front, you just cracked to the net, and there it was, and the next thing you know, it's in the back of the net.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about how that play developed.
I mean, it just won the face-off right to my winger. My winger comes behind, picks it up, and then you just bring the puck above the little goal line and around the net, and from our pregame plan was just attack the net, put pucks on this goalie, make them make saves, and that's what we did, and we just crashed the net, bang on the rebound.
Speaking of goalies, you got a really good one in Doug Wakelin behind you, don't you? How does that allow you guys to play with more confidence?
Oh, yeah. I mean, having the best goal in the league, it helps us a lot. It solidifies our D-zone and our back end. And our coach says the quickest way to play offense is a good defense. So our great defense turns to quick offense.
All right. Tell me about number 12, because every time there's an open net, he smells it, doesn't he?
Yeah. he's got a knack for scoring goals. Someone's got to do it on the team, and I guess he's a lucky guy.
All right, tell me about being in St. Louis for this national tournament. What's it been like for you guys? How much have you enjoyed it to this point?
I mean, it's been a blast. We got a great group of guys. Love each and every one of them, and they just make the weekends a lot more fun and a lot more enjoyable. And I mean, there's nothing better than going to the rink and going to battle with 30 of your brothers.
Now, I've been to see your building and the environment at UCO. For those that maybe have not heard of it, how good of a college environment and hockey environment is it at Edmond, Oklahoma?
Oh, I mean, we get a lot of fans in our student section, and our rink sells out almost every game, over 2,000 fans, and yeah, we just get a lot of support from the community and the city, and it helps us be a better hockey team.
We're not certain who you're going to face yet. It appears it could be UNLV. If that's the case, it's another matchup with them. You went to Vegas earlier this year. What do you expect out of them?
I mean, it's a tale as old as time. We've played them plenty of times, and we know what they're all about. They know what we're all about. We just got to put our heads down and go to work. They don't like to put in the corners or in front of the net, so we're just going to out-muscle them in those areas and take it to them.
Carter, appreciate your time. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
And by the way, Carter is a big man with a full red beard. He will wake you up in the morning, evening, and afternoon.
Yeah,
he's a big boy.
Yeah, if people want to see the video version of these, they can go to our Instagram page, ACH Top 20 Podcast, and watch them, and you'll be able to see that that beard that he's got.
All right, let's move on to the goaltender Doug Wakelin. You talked to him when he was up in UNLV. He is outstanding. When he's got to make saves, he seems to be the guy to do it. So here's Doug Wakelin, the goaltender from UCO.
All right, welcome back in, American Collegiate Hockey Podcast fans. It's ACHA quarterfinal day. We have a new semifinal team, the UCO Broncos. It's not new to them. It's not new to the goaltender, Doug Wakeland, who's with me right now. Doug, tell me a little bit about this game. It was a battle, wasn't it?
It was a great game. Very low scoring. It was just a rough, gritty game. Something we kind of expected going into. We know they had a good team. They're skilled, fast, and they had a goalie who was playing really good and was hot against Maryville last night. So we were just trying to do everything we could to keep them down and get the most we can on them.
We know what this UCO team is. You guys come out flying. You never quit. The guys rely on you a whole bunch. So they can take some offensive chances. You like that? You like that feeling?
I don't mind it at all. I know they'll sell out and block shots for me and do everything they can to help me. So I know that's my job and something I got to do.
It was physical today, including in your crease. You were knocked around a few times. So how you feeling right now, and will you be ready for the semifinals?
I'm feeling good, especially after the win makes it a lot easier to feel better. So we'll be ready, definitely.
The WCHL prepares you for this. The competition is so good. But when you get to the national tournament, you know it's one and done. Does the focus change at all, or is it the same for you guys all year?
It's pretty much the same focus. It's just something we got to know. We got to be a little bit tighter, a little bit stronger, a little bit more prepared the entire time from start to finish.
St. Louis is a spot you guys like. Yep. You've had success here. What's it been like this week? Has it been different, same?
We've had just as much, if not more, trust in our ability to get the job done. We're enjoying it, and it's just much more fun to keep going and going until we get that ultimate prize.
As a goaltender, what's the Centene Ice Community Ice Center like for seeing pucks?
My favorite part is the drilling pegs, especially back in Oklahoma. We don't have very good pegs where the nets come off, so it allows me to be a little bit more free.
Okay.
And I love the true bouncing off the board, so it's a lot more fun to play and where I can trust everything.
Tell me, for playing for Coach Rivera, what's it like? He's such a diehard and such a professional at what he does. What's it like every day?
He's a great coach. He always wants us to do our best, and he doesn't accept anything less than that. So he's something who always strives us for better.
We don't know for sure who you're getting tomorrow in the semifinals. It appears it could be UNLV. If that's who it is, you know him pretty well. Excited for that matchup again?
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be another battle, so it's going to be something that we're used to and know what's going to come in, but it's just going to be another thing trying to make sure we execute everything.
Doug, you were outstanding today. Thanks, and best of luck tomorrow night, okay?
Thank you very much.
Cool, calm, and collected even during interviews, Doug Wakeland. He was.
He likes the pegs better there at Centene than they do.
They're a little deeper. They're drilled in.
Drilled in. He's move around a little bit more and do the.
Boy, he took a couple of hits yesterday that I didn't think he was going to get up from. So kudos to him for hanging in there and being the warrior that he is.
I'm sure he got an ice bath after that. Ice bath after that one.
I would guess. All right, let's take a quick break. Let's come back. We got two more games to cover in the next half hour. We'll be right back.
Championship pedigree, world-class coaching, first-class facilities are all a part of the ACHA experience at Adrian College. The Bulldogs look to raise their third national championship banner in the last 5 years at Arrington Ice Arena, one of the best facilities in all college hockey. Get a big school hockey feel, all of the educational advantages of a private education. For more information, go to adrianbulldogs.com or adrian.edu.
The University of Arizona Wildcats return to the Tucson Arena September 29th. Join the tradition and become a part of the legacy of hockey in the Old Pueblo. Cheer on your five-time Cactus Cup champions as the Wildcats pursue a national championship after a promising offseason of key roster additions. Visit ArizonaWildcatHockey.org for schedule and ticket information, and follow us on social media. Bear down and rise up.
Looking for a small campus setting with a big campus varsity hockey program? Located in the heart of the Ozarks, Springfield, Missouri, Drury University Hockey is the new game in town. The beautiful Jordan Valley Ice Park, located less than a mile from the Drury campus, is the home of Panthers hockey, including a newly renovated full-time locker room space. Drury University offers over 80 undergraduate majors and programs and 9 graduate programs with an average class size of just 19 students. Go beyond and become a part of a bright future for Drury Panthers hockey. Visit drurypanthers.com and drury.edu for more information.
Looking to extend your hockey career at a high level? Then the University of Georgia could be the place for you. Ice Dogs Hockey is an NCAA-style experience and championship culture, combined with classic rivalries, big-time athletics, and an elite academic institution. Go to ugahockey.com to start your journey and see if you can continue to help build the limitless future ahead for University of Georgia Hockey. Looking to find the right place to fit your academic needs with a chance to play championship-level college hockey? Then Indiana Tech could just be that place. In less than a decade, the Warriors have played for 2 national championships, appeared in the last 4 national tournaments, and won 6 regular season and conference tournaments. Off the ice, majors in not just the tech fields, but communications, criminal justice, and more can get your career off to that same kind of championship start. More information, visit us online at IndianaTechWarriors.com or at IndianaTech.edu. Play at the premier ACHA D1 men's program on the East Coast and prepare yourself for life and career at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. Sellout crowds, top competition, championship aspirations await you on our picturesque campus with state-of-the-art facilities, gifted faculty, and over 700 programs of study to help you make an impact on and off the ice, as well as your community training as a champion for Christ. If your faith in yourself and your beliefs are equally as strong, see if Liberty Hockey and Liberty University is right for you. Visit us at liberty.edu. When you put on that Central Oklahoma Broncos jersey, you represent a championship culture on the ice and in the classroom. 2-time ACHA M1 national champions, 4-time WCHL champions, and named a Best in the West college by U.S. News & World Report, UCO hits all of the benchmarks for an elite college hockey experience. Our Edmond, Oklahoma campus, which is just minutes from downtown Oklahoma City, has over 100 areas of study and over 200 student organizations to help you find your fit. Whether it's our stunning 210-acre campus or our NCAA-level hockey environment, go to uco.edu or ucohockey.com and see if Oklahoma's Metropolitan University is for you. As a premier ACHA M1 university, UNLV offers a unique chance to play college hockey. Experience a pro setting in Hockey Mad Las Vegas while you earn your degree in any of our over 300 majors in one of the world's destination cities. If this sounds right for you, then visit us at rebelhockey.com to get your future started today. Experience the best of academics and athletics at Minot State University. At Minot State, we're not just a team. We're a family united by passion and determination. Achieve your academic goals while thriving in a supportive community. With a commitment to excellence both on and off the ice, we're shaping leaders. With an 11-to-1 student-faculty ratio, over 1,200 scholarships awarded annually, and in-state tuition for all students. Experience education that goes beyond textbooks, propelling you towards a brighter future. Join Minot State University and be part of a legacy of success. Discover your potential at Minot State. Learn more at minotstateu.edu. Minot State University. Be seen, be heard, be you. Looking for the big school college hockey experience in a small school setting? Then Maryville University, located in St. Louis, Missouri, could be for you. Fielding 5 teams across all divisions of the ACHA since 2018 and playing just minutes from campus in the 1,000-plus-seat Maryville University Hockey Center, the Saints enjoy a first-class athletic experience as they compete against ACHA powers like Ohio, Liberty, Minot State, and Illinois State. For more information about all things Maryville, visit maryville.edu. New challenges, new level, same quest. Join us at the University of Mary for the 2023-24 hockey season as the two-time ACHA M2 champions bring that championship pedigree to the M1 level. Watch the Marauders take on rivals Minot State, Jamestown University, and national powers Missouri State, Illinois State, and Colorado State as they look to add to their hockey legacy. Head to GoUMary.com to find out how you can support University of Mary Hockey.
Welcome back to another segment of ITHSW Podcast's American Collegiate Hockey Top 20 Podcast.
Indeed, it is the American Collegiate Hockey Top 20 Podcast. Scott Strandy with you from Maryland Heights, Missouri, as we get prepared for semifinal Monday. My co-host is always Stephen Marsh from the big, beautiful championship city, which is Las Vegas. Things are back on the winning track on the professional side of things for Vegas, so that's a good thing. We always like to see defending champions continue on and make a playoff push. So
you keep saying during the year championship city, which is fine. It has a great ring to it. But a couple of days from now, we may be talking about championship city for another reason with the ACHA team here.
Yeah, entirely possible. We'll find out. Okay, Adrian, Liberty. Need I say more? Those two programs are benchmarks at the top of ACHA hockey. Gary Astolas, Kirk Candy, two of the best and nicest coaches you will ever meet in the game of hockey. It was tough on them. I can see the emotion afterwards.
Meeting number five between the two teams this season.
Yeah, it was the rubber match. This one went to Adrian. It was a battle back and forth. Adrian got the lead 2-0. Liberty got a couple of power play goals late. Made it a really close game, and Adrian held on to get the win. They are a dominating force. I think we both picked them to win the national championship this year, and boy, they're going to be hard to remove.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, it doesn't seem possible, but it just seems like the team can gets better and better every year, and that doesn't always mean you're going to win the whole thing, but you know, it just now with Minot State out of the way, and maybe even with Minot State in, it seemed like Adrian is the best team in the tournament this year, and they have they are probably the heavy favorites to win the whole thing. So
they play tonight. They had the option being the highest seed. They chose the 4:45 time slot to match up against Ohio. Well, and that means the 8 o'clock game will go to UCO and UNLV.
That just shows you right there the. You know, Gary Astolas he's been in a few of these. They know how it goes. And there's two things about that really can give them the upper hand. The one is you make Ohio, who had to play an overtime game in the late game and had to grind it out with Minot State, make them play earlier the next day.
True.
And then you also have Adrian, who – it's going to be the same time frame for them, so they'll just play the same. They're not playing any earlier or later because they played the 4:45 game yesterday. So they've played fewer games too. They had that day in between. That's the advantage of being the top four. The other side of that is, should they advance, they will have a little bit extra time between their game and Tuesday's championship game, which is set for 8 p.m. And they'll play, and then they'll have to play either UNLV or UCL, who will have played the later slot tonight. They'll have to play in a shorter frame tomorrow. So there's a couple of things that will give it. Adrian is looking to take the upper hand on, and the decision why to play the earlier slot. I think the more so of the two is that it makes Ohio have to play earlier today after playing an overtime game that went. you know, what ended
two overtime games.
Well, they played, yeah, back to back overtime games
and late and, games. They didn't get out of there until after 11 both nights.
Yeah, so that,
yeah, that's a challenge. Okay, we got to quickly get through this. We only got 16 minutes. Here's Gary Astalas after last evening's victory over Liberty.
All right, welcome in, American Collegiate Hockey Podcast fans. I've got the head coach from the victorious Adrian Bulldogs. I got Gary Astalas. And Gary, we get familiar doing this, but boy, these games are tight, and what a contest.
Yeah, man, what an absolute battle to play those guys for the fifth time this year. Kirk does an unbelievable job running that program, and it was an absolute battle right till the end.
You guys have a, I don't know what it is, a fire, where they just come out and they just keep rolling at you nonstop, and I'm guessing that's the way it's been all year, but they really looked good tonight.
Yeah, our guys worked hard. I mean, they worked really, really hard. And, you know, it starts with our leadership. You know, Mateo DiGiulio, Sam Spate, you know, these guys that have really, you know, bled Bulldog hockey for the last 4 years. And but we got to give a lot of credit. We got seven freshmen in the lineup. These young kids are working their butts off. And, you know, I'm really proud of, you know, we got 28 guys on our roster. And I'm genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, all proud of all 28.
Gary, you built a 2-0 lead, but you knew Liberty was coming on at some point, and they got a couple power plays and took advantage of it. So what do you say with your team's tenacity to not give in?
Yeah, I mean, I got to rewatch the peak Hagels, but I didn't think the rotations were bad. I mean, our pre-scout, half of our pre-scout was on Liberty's power play. Because it's so potent. I mean, Dougie and I were talking after the game, like, let's take that Leafs, traditional Leafs, you know, single swing overload each way power play for us next year, because it really is potent. And I thought we defended it well, but we gave up two PK goals, which was tough. And the other side of it is I think we had over 40 shots, and we couldn't get pucks past Hunter. I mean, he was unbelievable. So, and at the same time, you know, our kid in that Noah, he was an absolute brick wall. And besides those two goals on the PK, he was phenomenal. So I think we had a little bit of a goalie duel tonight. And, you know, I'm really proud we came out on top.
Moving into the semifinals, how important was this game to really charge you batteries? I think you burnt a lot, but I also think that you are ready for the semifinals right now.
Yeah, I mean, at this stage, you know, it's survive and advance. You know, I'm sure we got a few guys banged up in our room right now, and I'm sure the last eight teams standing have some guys banged up in their room right now. But I know for us guys that, you know, we don't play anymore, this is the stuff that we miss, right?
Yeah.
I think we love to feel those bumps and bruises. So, yeah, our guys are excited, our guys are ready, and we'll hydrate tonight, we'll get the ice tubs, and we'll be ready to go.
Final one for you is, I know the relationship that you and Kirk have. I saw you share a moment afterwards. What did you say to each other?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is there's a genuine mutual respect between our programs. And the thing that I admire most about Kirk is that, you know, his mission is very similar to, I think, our programs. We're trying to build good men. We're trying to build good husbands, we're trying to build good fathers, and I think that's what I admire and respect most about Kirk. So yeah, we had a moment there, and just told him I was, you know, really impressed and proud of his group, and we'll play him four times again next year. We'll be ready to go.
Gary, appreciate your time. Good luck tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Gary Astalas telling it like it is. You know the tradition, the prayer circle afterwards, everybody participates, every coach, every player. It was impressive again last night. It never gets old.
No, it doesn't. And good on Adrian to be a part of that. Yeah, I mean, it's both teams are well respected in this league, and obviously have mutual admiration for each other. Talking about Kirk Handy and Gary Astalas, and just you know, you're hard fought and competitive on the ice, but everybody, you know, gets along. You know, for the most part, I don't know if everybody does, but for the most part, everybody gets along with
it. I know what you're saying. It's true. Okay, let's jump to the goaltender, Noah DeConte, after the big win.
All right, welcome in, American Cleveland. Collegiate Hockey Podcast fans. The another quarterfinal game is down. Another semifinal appearance for the Adrian Bulldogs. We've got the goaltender Noah DeCotney with me. Noah, what was this one like? Because it was crazy.
It was a lot of fun. It's always a fun time when we play against those guys over there from Liberty. We played them four times this year. We split the season series against them, so it's always a fun game when we go up against them.
Tell me about what happens at the end. You guys built the lead 2-0. You know they're coming at you at some point in time. They get a couple of power plays, and all of a sudden they throw everybody at you.
Yeah. Well, our biggest game plan for the week is to stay out of the box as much as we can. Kind of got away from it there, as you saw with the two power play goals, but I was just trying my best to fight around that trap and see the puck as much as I could.
Talk about your style. What do you like to do, and how do we know when you're comfortable in that?
I just like to try to remain as calm as I can, and then try not to let anything rile me as much as the boys might see. So I just try to keep it calm, cool, and collected in there.
Okay, across the ice for me, you're looking at Hunter Barostek. I know that he's a pretty solid goaltender as well. Did it ever become a one-on-one battle with you two to see who could go the longest?
A little bit, yeah. Me and Piero played together on that team in Canada back in August in Romania there, so it's always fun going up against him. And he's a great goalie himself. It's awesome to watch him play. I hate going against him because he's so good sometimes, but yeah, it's always fun going against him.
So you're back in the semifinals. You guys have been here before. What's it going to take to get to the next one and play Tuesday night?
I think just we gotta play our game as much as we can. Congrats. Sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah, we just gotta play our game as much as we can, so the box is our biggest thing. And I think we can take any team 5-on-5.
Tell me a little bit about that Romanian trip, because that was a lot of fun for you guys, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was really interesting going over there and seeing the kind of culture shock that is over there. But the best part is getting to know a lot of guys on different teams, just like with you right there from Ohio. A bunch of guys from Ohio, minor teams like that.
I think I know the answer to this one, but what's it like to play for Gary Astalas, and how much does he want this team to have success? Okay, so you got one more now until the championship game. You get to that championship game, how much would winning another national championship mean to you personally?
Well, I haven't won one yet, I'd like to get my first out of the way and hopefully roll that into next year as well. But it would be just unbelievable and unreal to win that championship this coming season.
All right, final one for you. You're back in St. Louis for a championship playing here. What's it been like for you, and how have things been at Centene Community Ice Center?
Well, that's pretty fun. Last time I was here, it was my freshman year. We lost to Lindenwood in the semis, so hoping for a better outcome for this next semifinal. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's a beautiful arena, beautiful city, too.
No, I appreciate your time. Good luck on tomorrow night, okay?
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Noah DeConte getting praise from the Ohio Bobcats as we were doing the interview. They were making sure that he was smiling and having a good time. So, yeah, good stuff from the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, it's what we're seeing is that there's not really one dominant team but out of the top teams, I think Adrian is certainly the team that's got the experience. But Liberty hang tough with them. I mean, 4-2 game. It wasn't like it was a blowout, but it just seemed like you know. And then I loved the day he was talking about his experience playing in Romania, which was about a year ago, April last year, and how fun that was, and talking about playing against Verostek, who he was with on that team Canada, and playing against them on the ice. You know, the one thing about opposing goaltenders, and they always say this, and it's true. I mean, you're going against somebody, but they actually have no impact on how the other goalie does. I mean, they all they can do is control what they can do against the opposing team's skaters and shooters, but there's no direct impact on how he does, and necessarily of. With the other goaltender, but but the best way you can do it is just try to outdo him by making saves and trying to outdo the other goaltender by being strong facing the opponent's shooters that you do face.
Okay, so last game of the day, number one Minot, number 8 Ohio. I thought Minot really tried to impose their will, which is skill, speed, strength. But Ohio put out all their sticks. They were in every lane. They won every battle to lose pucks. And you kind of had the feeling that some point in time they were going to get the win. It was a tie game, obviously, went to overtime. In the overtime, the first half of it was completely dominated by Minot. They just kept circling the net and firing shots. And Justin Damon just kept the puck out. And finally, Ohio got their chance and they scored. And it's all over. The number one team is unseeded. The defending champs are done in the quarterfinal round. And Ohio's moving on. Let's hear from head coach Leo Moron.
Coach, this is where you drew it up, right? Go to overtime and beat the defending champions?
Yeah, I mean, good defensive performance. Obviously, we didn't create a lot of offense, but we found a way.
Boy, a lot of sticks and lanes and winning loose puck battles is what I saw. Is that what you saw?
Yeah, no, just hard and compete. And these guys want it, so that's our way. That's how we play. We're based on defense, we grind it out, and then we have players that put the puck in the net, so.
What can you say? You got a senior goaltender and a freshman that gets a game winner for you, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Justin and Nat's been tremendous today. I think he's the player of the game. And then, good for Drake to find the net in the end here.
So how do you keep calm and pursue what you're trying to pursue? Because they came at you in overtime, especially over and over and over again. And you just kind of had patience, waited for your opportunity and cashed in.
Yeah, it's the mindset this year, just one shift at a time, one battle at a time. And we knew at some point there was going to be a breakdown and we had to take advantage of that. We needed to make sure that defensively we held our own, and that was the focus.
What do you take out of this one going into Adrian tomorrow, which will be a big game again?
Yeah, I think that our system's good, so we need to build on that. Like I said, I think offensively we need to create a little more possession because it's hard to defend for that long, especially against a team like Adrian that has a lot of firepower. So lots of rest today and better tomorrow.
We talked earlier about the parity in M1 hockey right now in the ACHA. This shows it, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I think Minot obviously is a great team, defending champion, so that was a great challenge for us, and we rose up to it.
Leo, appreciate your time. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Leo Moron, since we're running out of time, let's quickly jump into goaltender Justin Damon and Drake Elbers, the game-winning goal-scoring freshman. Here's Justin first.
All right. I was going to see you look tired, but I don't know that you do. Justin, how was it out there, and how did you stay calm with that pressure of the defending national champions coming at you time and time again?
Believed in the group we had, and we knew it was going to be a tough test, but we knew we could do it. We beat them earlier in the season, and just constantly throughout the game, just telling myself to believe in the guys and trust that they had me, and I got them, and we came through. It's awesome.
You talk about physical play, but it was pretty physical for you in goal, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I like to play with a little edge. I don't like to take any sticks to the chest or anything, so I'll give it back to the guys, and the ref will give me a little warning, and I'll know to relax a little bit, but yeah, I don't like to take anything.
Talk about this team and how good it is, because you played a great style tonight. I don't know if that was the game plan or if just the way the game played out, but how good is this team?
It's very good. We kind of prepared for this moment all season and didn't change anything coming into the tournament. And we know we have a really skilled group, very good defensively, and have really high offense. And just kind of stuck to our game plan and trusted the system and Leo, and it turned out well.
Talk a little bit about your time at Ohio. What's it meant to you, and being a senior now and being able to get a win like this?
It's meant everything. I mean, coming to this tournament, I know I only got a few games left, and throughout the game, we were talking locker room, there's no way this is going to be our last game, and we came here to do one thing, is to win it all, and that's two wins, we're two wins away.
You got Adrian coming up tomorrow. Get some rest, relax. What's the game plan going to be tomorrow?
Just do the same thing we did today, and don't need to change anything, I think. You trust our system, trust the boys we have in the locker room, and I think we should be able to get it done.
Talk about your defense and how important they were to you. They had sticks and lanes all night long.
Yeah, the boys in front of me played well. I mean, I had however many saves, but really, the saves weren't all that well. Like, they put all the shots that came from the outside, they got out of the way, they let me see the puck, figured out the net. Like, it's a lot easier to save the puck when you can see it all.
Congratulations on the win. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Justin Lamb, the senior goaltender from Ohio. Let's quickly get to Drake Elbers, the freshman goal scorer, the game-winning goal scorer.
The freshman gets a game winner. The senior goaltender gets the win. Tell me about that game-winning goal.
You know, I knew the game looked like might I was going to win. They had a lot of chances. It was in our end most of the time, but I thought our quality of chances were very high, and I knew the whole game I was like, just give me one opportunity, and it finally came, and I knew it was going in. And when it did, it was a great feeling.
What did you see as you were going in to score that goal? Did you see it all the way,
kind of in your head
it was going to happen?
I saw my captain, Sam Turner, take the net. He had a lot of speed. He beat a couple of guys up the ice, and I was just trying to time it and get back to be open in that passing lane and give him the outlet back door, and I called for it, and he put it right on my tape, and luckily I was there to finish it. So it was saw it develop the whole way.
Is this the epitome of Ohio Bobcat hockey, what we just saw tonight?
I think so. You know, I think since the start of the year, we always kept saying we're working for a championship this year. Everything that we've done has been for this weekend and for this opportunity. And we stuck to our system and trusted one another and got us the win.
Last night, you played another overtime game, but you didn't get to play the first game of the tournament until the last game of the opening round.
Yeah.
Was it tough to wait around all that time?
Honestly, I don't think it made much of a difference. We hadn't played for the week before coming to Nationals just because the way our regular season worked out. So we were rested, we were ready to go. And I honestly think it was a good first game for us, let us get our feet under us, and we came out ready to go and we got the job done. Doesn't matter the score as long as you get these results, and that's what we did.
Minot State can be intimidating, the style that they play with physicality and all that.
Absolutely.
You guys didn't back down from the start, though. Were you prepared for that?
Absolutely. We knew that they're reigning champs. We know that they have a reputation of being a great program. But earlier in the regular season, we beat them in Chicago. And I think we were fully confident of taking care of business tonight. And like I said, we trusted each other. We trusted our process and stuck with our game plan and had good energy on the bench the whole game. And I don't think anybody was in doubt that we were going to lose that. And we got the job done tonight.
Give me your thoughts on playing here at Centene Community Ice Center in St. Louis. What's it been like for you guys since you got here?
I think it's been a great experience. The facility is top-notch. Obviously, the Blues practice facility, but it doesn't get much better than this. We got a great rink. The ice is great. They treat you like you're meant to be here, like you're one of the best. So it's been a great experience overall, absolutely.
Drake, congratulations on the game winner. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Scotty.
Yeah, he's already calling.
Oh, he's calling you Scotty. Wow, you got a. Oh, he's
Didn't
like your bro.
Long for me to connect with the Ohio Bobcats.
He's like your bro now.
Yeah. Anyway,
I don't even call you Scotty. Not even on that level with you.
That was funny. Excited group of guys. I want to play one quick 23 minutes just to tell you, 23 seconds just to tell you how excited they were. Listen in. They were a little excited coming into the locker room. Exhausted, but excited. We'll see what that brings tonight. Again, the semifinal Monday matchups will be 4:45. The Adrian Bulldogs, the number 2 seed, taking on the Ohio Bobcats, the number 8 seed. The second game will follow at 8 o'clock. Hopefully, there's no overtimes. But the 8 o'clock game will feature UCO, the number 3 seed, against UNLV, the number 5 seed. You know, there you go. 2, 3, 5, and 8. That's kind of the way it all works out in the end, doesn't it, Steven?
Yeah. Two things. First of all, when you had the goalie, he's a well, however many saves it ended up being. Well, I'll tell you how many saves it ended up being. 55 saves for Ohio's goaltenders. Minot State outshot them 57-31, and yet they lost 2-1. So that was certainly a goaltending performance. Strong performance. And are there Bobcats in North Dakota? Do they have Bobcats in North Dakota?
If they do, they don't want them around anymore.
They're going to pluck them all out of Minot, North Dakota, because they're going to have nightmares about Bobcats Bobcats for a while because, as he alluded to, they played them in Chicago, and they won. And then 2 years ago, when Minot was the 2 seed and Ohio was the 15 seed, knocked them off in the open in their opening round game. So I think they're going to be having nightmares about Bobcats for a little while, Wyatt and company.
Well, they definitely were not intimidated in the least. And congratulations to all 4 teams for making it to the semifinals. We'll have another report tomorrow morning updating you on who will be in the championship game. I'll talk to Tim Ryan today from the St. Louis Sports Commission and get his thoughts on just what's happening. It'll be the next 5 years, this one and 4 more, for St. Louis hosting the ACHA. And they're also hosting an NCAA regional in a couple of weeks and an NCAA Frozen Four in 1 year. So lots of things happening in St. Louis. Get familiar. This is the place to be for the next 5 years or so.
Yeah, that's what they say.
All right, go ahead and take over from here and give us the closing read, and we'll say goodnight with little Roger Klein, the Peacemakers. By the way, they made an appearance thanks to Andy Storrs. Hello New Day was played yesterday during the national championship. So take it away, Stephen.
Yeah. By the way, before that, that was really cool, and I you sent me the video of it, and I've never heard the whole song. I just hear the first 15 seconds or so of it when you play it on the close of the show, and I didn't realize it had words to the song, and even it had the version with words and stuff in it.
Words. Wow. Anyway,
you always just play the instrumental version of it, I guess.
Today. As we go out tonight, I'll play that for you.
You should play in the background as I read this from the NCHC.TV studios. This is the American Collegiate Hockey Top 20 podcast presented by IceTimeHockeyWest.com. Liberty University, bring your faith and your game to the premier ACHA M1 program on the East Coast. See us at liberty.edu. University of Central Oklahoma, first-class experience on and off the ice. For more information, go to uco.edu or ucohockey.com. Jesse Ray's Barbecue, lunch, catering, dining in or out, or just getting our award-winning barbecue sauce. We're up 308 North Boulder Highway. So there you go. UNLV Hockey, follow the Skating Rebels Championship Quest for schedule and ticket information. Go to rebelhockey.com. FedEx, ship, manage, track, deliver, the official delivery company of Icetime Hockey West. Adrian College, championship hockey culture and a nationally rated small private school education at adrianbulldogs.com. Maryville Women's Hockey, go to marylebulldogs.com for schedule and ticket information. Caesars Entertainment Resorts and Casinos, with Caesars Rewards, members can enjoy rates as low as $10 a room. I don't think it's working too well. It keeps cutting out when I'm reading. University of Arizona Hockey, visit arizonawildcathockey.org and become part of one of the West's most historic hockey programs. Jets Pizza, lunch, dinner, and catering as well at jetspizza.com. University of Mary, new league, new level, same goal. Visit us at goumary.com. The Tag Creative Group, have us create that one-of-a-kind gift for you or someone special. Go to redbubble.com and search T. Grand Rudd. Oklahoma University Hockey, the action you crave, only faster at ouhockey.net. The American Collegiate Hockey Top 20 podcast is a part of the IceTimeHockeyWest.com network and is live every week on the Podbean app and is available on your favorite podcast platform at ITHSW Podcast, all one word. Again, search ITHSW Podcast, all one word. Subscribe, rate, and review any of our podcasts to help others find the show.
There you go. That's a little Hello New Day playing live at the Centene Community Ice Center yesterday.
I bet nobody knew what that song was other than you.
Come on. Roger and the Peacemakers. Yeah, we know them.
Well, we know them, yes, but how many people actually? Hopefully a lot of people know Roger Klein and the Peacemakers, but I just wonder if that's a St. Louis crowd. Of course, people coming from different places, but.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, our thanks to Andy Storrs for making it a special day, a Hello New Day, as we say goodnight and talk to you all tomorrow morning. Goodbye, everybody.
Enjoy the semifinals, everybody.